program is called What's on Your Mind. It's the name of the show. It's what we call the show. It's the name of the program for a very simple reason. We truly want to know what's on your mind. So here's your opportunity, folks. The floor is yours. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Later this hour, we will be joined by Senator Heidi Heitkamp on the program. She's joining us to talk about the NTSB report in Castleton and solutions for preventing future train derailments and what the feds can do. We'll also talk about a new bipartisan bill on human trafficking. She is pointing the finger squarely at North Dakota, saying it's on the rise. We got to worry about this. We got to figure it out. And here's some things we all can agree on. Like, for instance, the young girls that are part of this. It's basically a sex slave network is what it is. They ought not be prosecuted because they can provide information to make sure people that are engaging their services are effectively dealt with. They're the true perpetrator. Anyway, that's one of the things I'm talking about. And a few other things in the news as well. We'll also ask Senator Heidi Heitkamp if she would be kind enough to join us on a future program, say, for instance, when the Senate takes a break here later this month, and just take your calls on any and all topics. We obviously have a short period of time to chat with her today on some important issues, but love to have her come in and do just exactly what Congressman Cramer has done and Senator Hoeven when we've asked to just take your calls. So we'll do that as well on the program. Some questions for her coming in on Facebook, and also welcome yours on the phone as well today. Once we get through our list of topics here to talk with her about. In the meantime, tell us what's on your mind. Is it the 125th birthday of North Dakota? This is the year. And the kickoff celebration actually starts today at the state capitol. The kickoff for a year-long celebration of North Dakota's 125th anniversary of statehood. And Tiger Lily will be there. Who else is going to be there?
Chuck Suki.
Chuck Suki?
Yeah.
Who's Chuck Suki?
Oh, my gosh.
I have really? No idea. I know.
Not to get you out more.
I know Tiger Lily.
Stellar North Dakota musician.
Okay. Really good. Like, sells tons of records kind of thing? Or more, you go to a performance and just really like what he does?
Sells plenty of records. But, yeah, I mean, if you go, you call yourself a North Dakotan, we have got to get you over there today.
Well, I'm going.
Okay.
I wasn't going for Chuck Suki.
Tomorrow.
What's his name?
Suki.
Suki. I wasn't going for Chuck Suki.
I expect a full report tomorrow on what's in your mind about Chuck Suki.
Todd will be slaving over a microphone in the news hour, so he will not be able to join me. But I'm going to be there, so I hope you come out and say hi. And did I mention refreshments will be served? Anyway, Memorial Hall, State Capitol, 11:30 today. Governor Dalrymple will be there, Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. And if you've never been to the Memorial Hall, State Capitol, go there. It's your capital, number one. And after you get done on the State Capitol, Memorial Hall, one floor below you is the Rough Rider Hall of Fame. Just take 20 minutes and go picture to picture and relive a little North Dakota history. It's so awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is so awesome. I'm not giving up on my Rough Rider project. I'm going to take photos of those folks in there and say, do you know who Louis L'Amour is? Do you know who Peggy Lee is? Do you know who Angie Dickinson is? I'm going to do a little man on the street segment.
There you go.
Will you come with me? We'll hit the malls. We'll hit the malls. See if we can get the kids' faces out of the cell phones and take that one on.
Speaking of slaving over news, Dale Wetzel just shooting this over. Chief Executive Officer of Basin Electric Power Cooperative has resigned after only 2 years on the job. The profile already off the Basin website. No reason given.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I heard
Andrew Seri could not be reached for comment. Temporarily replaced by Chief Financial Officer Paul Sukut.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm afraid he had big shoes to fill, obviously, at Base Electric.
No doubt there.
That was no easy task. But I tell you, the things I did hear about him were very good. So I don't know when you just sort of quietly disappear and your name goes off the website and nobody knows, it isn't exactly a lot of warm fuzzies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes you wonder.
Andrew Seri was his name.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the CEO and the general manager. So the number two man there is taking over for now?
Paul Sukut, the chief financial officer, taking over on an interim basis.
Very interesting. All right. So that's a little bit of news there for you today. Ron Harper was the longtime CEO and general manager of Basin Electric. And I think anybody going in there after Ron was going to have a tough time because Ron just did an incredible job, just a great, great leader. But anyway, don't know what happened there. And that is a little bit of breaking news. You know what else is breaking news, Todd?
What's that?
Why do farmers do what they do? We were so need to eat. We were so busy in the last segment, we didn't get a chance to talk a little bit about that. And what is our? I'm trying to remember what question we're going to ask. I wrote it down somewhere, but I can't remember. Do you remember what question?
In your massive stack of papers and your formerly nicotine stain. Oh, that's the other
one. I have it here. This was my favorite one that came in. First of all, we do this on Tuesdays on the program. North Dakota Farm Bureau, among our sponsors here. And to Todd's earlier point, why do farmers do what they do? Because we need to eat. It's a very good point. And I'm a big fan of beef. Are you?
Absolutely.
So we asked Don a question that came from the listeners to say, you know, I'm partial to beef and I want to keep cattle safe. So how do farmers keep their cattle safe? Don, what's the answer?
Even though cattle are equipped to deal with extreme temperatures, producers will often take extra steps, working additional hours in bitter cold to ensure the safety of their herds. When it's cold, a lot more time has to be spent ensuring the animals have adequate high-quality feed. Carl Dahlin of NDSU Extension says in extreme temperatures, in addition to providing higher nutrient quality feed, feeding cattle at night can help them cope with the extreme nighttime temperatures. That's because heat from digestion apparently peaks a few hours after a meal. To combat against extreme wind chills, cattle producers also provide their animals with windbreaks and might set up additional portable windbreaks if they need to. In addition, to keep cattle dry, farmers often will provide extra bedding.
Thank you, Dawn. And if you have questions about why farmers do what they do, go to ndfb.org, ndfb.org. There's a link called Contact Us page right there, and you can submit your questions. Very simple, very easy, and we'll get an answer for you on why farmers do what they do. And while you're there at ndfb.org, don't forget to check out the Farm and Ranch Conference details right on the front page for the event January 31st, February 1st and 2nd in Minot, Hallelujah. Okay, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Email's welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Whether you want to talk about kids coming along to fine dining establishments, whether you want to talk about solutions for pipelines or what the refreshments will be at the 125th anniversary celebration today of North Dakota, where the best pie is. The point is, whatever is on your mind, we want to know. So you tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's an emailer. Guys, are you really sure that Heidi Heitkamp really wants the Keystone Pipeline built? I would assume this person is referring to a comment I made that said the congressional delegation has all been on the record. Senator Heitkamp's campaign against Congressman Rick Berg was saying, you know, I disagree with the Obama administration. I want this built. So that's what led me to say it. They've all said they're for it. I'm taking their word at it. He goes on to say, how can you say the tracks west of Castleton are a problem area? They've yet to determine the cause of the derailment. It was just a fluke that the oil train was passing by when the derailment occurred. Also, what were the causes of the other three derailments in that area? Maybe it's just a fluke chance that the derailments happened in the same area. Watchman error involved, or what about the weather? Could the extreme cold have made the rails more brittle than normal, causing a rail to break? And they say a broke axle and wheels were sent for an examination. Could it have been defective equipment? You cannot just call the Castleton area tracks a problem without knowing what caused the derailments. Well, the reason I am raising the point is that I think the fact that there have been four derailments in 9 years in Castleton suggests something's amiss. Now, yes, could it have been a fluke? I guess so. But it says to me, since this is so rare, number one, that there might be a problem there. That's my take. There might be a problem. As far as the report, we do have the report to this emailer's question. I guess in the form of a preliminary investigation that was released yesterday by the National Transportation Safety Board, which tells us that 18 of the 20 tank cars that derailed were punctured in the December 30th crash on the tracks. Dave Glatt, the chief of the North Dakota Department of Health Environmental, the Department of Health's Environmental Health Section, estimated between 425 and 450,000 gallons of oil spilled from the train. That, by the way, makes it one of the biggest oil spills on the rails in the U.S. He said it's not clear how much of the oil was incinerated in explosions following the crash. Some of it was burned up. Some of it ended up on the soil. We're working with Burlington Northern to get that cleared up. All right? And by comparison, you got to go back to, the database goes back to the 70s. The next largest spill was in Mississippi in 1980. That was like 96,000 barrels. And July, you may remember the blast in Quebec that resulted in some deaths. Killed dozens. That was a spill of about 1.5 million gallons. So considerably more than this particular one. But this is one of the biggest ones in the U.S., without question. Now, what else do we know from the report? Let's see here. He mentioned the axles. They did talk about the fact that they've been sent in, so they could find out more there. Where did I see that in this story? I'm reading from the forum story here on this. The NTSB says the soybean train was traveling about 28 miles an hour when the crew applied emergency brakes. The oil train was going about 43 miles an hour. By the way, I've heard some folks say the solution is slowing the trains down. The speed limit on this track, 60 miles an hour. They both were going well below the speed limit. So
yeah,
that was
too.
The point is this. What's the best solution? Tell us. We'll continue after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in receiving intensive soybean management training should plan to attend one of three Getting It Right in Soybean Production meetings in January. North Dakota State University Extension Service faculty and staff will discuss soybean research underway and 2014 production issues. Meeting dates are Tuesday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Velva Senior Center on Main Street North in Velva, North Dakota. Wednesday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mohall Emergency Services Building on Central Avenue North in Mohall, North Dakota, and Tuesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wishick American Legion Post on 2nd Avenue North in Wishick, North Dakota. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hanlon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. I'll finish just a little bit more on the facts of this NTSB report on the Castleton train derailment. Then John and Minot, Scott and Center want to weigh in. And then Senator Heidi Heitkamp, bottom of this hour. Your call is welcome at 800-228-0550. A moment, though, here. For a moment, I want to tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache. Chris and Frontier and Tyler and Mandan, two locations, and they're the North Dakota dealer, actually Upper High Plains dealer for Apache sprayers. And I tell you, these Apache sprayers are unbelievable. All you need to do is actually listen to the growers that use them and hear what they say to know. Here's one. Denny said, as we're spraying and watching the suspension work, it reinforces how much shock it is actually absorbing. I can go through a bump or a small dip or a waterway and watch the front suspension flex to its max, and I barely feel it. it's a visual reminder that, boy, this is a pretty good ride. It's doing what it's supposed to do to keep the booms level and the spray height constant. Chris says, we didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache 790 for nine seasons, had so few breakdowns, it was very impressive. Brandon says, you know, with the 5-year warranty, I don't know of any other company that comes out and services it bumper to bumper. Makes us real comfortable knowing if there are any issues, they're going to take care of them on the warranty. 5-year warranty. So check them out at highplainsapache.com. Stop and see them. Frontier, North Dakota location, right off of I-29 south of Fargo at Frontier. It's the 52nd exit. Or in Mandan, they're at Eastside Court Southeast in Mandan. Give them a call or stop and see them or check them out online at highplainsapache.com. One of our sponsors of What's on Your Mind. John and Minot, you're next on the program. Go ahead, sir. Are you there, John? Now I can hear you, John. Go ahead.
Okay. There was someone who just had a question about, you know, Heidi Heitkamp and the rest of these people all saying they're for coal and oil and all this and that, but are they really? And that was one of the something in that question got me thinking. I mean, we have Heidi Heitkamp, and Dorgan and Conrad and Pomeroy were real good at this, too. They'd say they were for this or that or the other thing, and we slap them on the back and say, okay. And then they'd go to Washington, would keep voting to in these liberal, left-wing, lunatic judges and regulators, and Heidi Heitkamp just voted to change the rules of the Senate so the Republicans really could just as well stay home when it comes to appointments. And they're going to keep appointing and putting people in power that are really ultra-left-wing lunatics. And then when they regulate the coal industry, the oil industry, and every other industry that has to do with fossil fuels out of existence, then she'll say, well, gee, that isn't what I had in mind. So, I mean, Dorgan and Conrad used to get around with that, too. They vote for people like that. Then when something happened and the state of North Dakota was in, they'd sit around and say, well, I'm just a potted plant. I didn't have anything to do with that. That's the regulators that did it. Well,
why did they continue to get reelected then, John?
Well, that's a good question. Well, they're good politicians. And nobody ever holds their feet to the fire.
Well, I think that's up to you. I think that's up to you and other voters to ultimately say, hey, wait a minute here. Now, I've used the analogy specifically on the Keystone XL pipeline. If I'm Heidi Heitkamp, I've got some sway with Harry Reid over there in the Senate and also with President Obama. I'd go pound the Oval Office desk and say, look, I campaigned on this. Now we've got a story dominating the news about a train derailment and explosions. It's time. It's time, and it's now. What's that?
And has she done it?
I don't know, but I plan on asking that question.
You know what? Maybe it's up to the newspapers of this state to find out if she's doing it and inform the people. Tell the people the truth what she's doing instead of giving us some of these human interest stories about how she's a great baseball player.
Well, do you buy the newspapers? What papers do you subscribe to, John?
Oh, I don't subscribe to any anymore.
Well, I was going to say, if you do, then you're a customer and tell the newspapers that's what you want. But, I mean, I think it's ultimately in the power of the people to get answers to this. The newspapers want to sell newspapers, so if enough of their readers say, hey, bring me up to date on some of the promises from the campaign, where are we at? I mean, that's a good suggestion. Appreciate your call, John. I'm going to keep rolling here. Scott and Center, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I want you to ask Heidi a lot of questions, and I guess we'll find out if you guys will softball her or not because she's never come on your show. I want you to ask her about Benghazi, IRS, Fast and Furious, Solyndrum, the president amending law 17 times when he's not allowed to do it. All he can do is sign a law into law and force it or veto it. That's his only three options. Making appointments when the Senate was in recess. Black Panther intimidation, telling Holder not to go after the Black Panthers, 600,000 illegals amnesty by not going through Congress. And I can go on and on and on and on. Are you going to ask her all these questions? And you want to talk about coal on your show? when you had her on some Energy Matters deal a while back, I was listening. She said there was no war on coal. She don't believe in war on this or that. Well, if there isn't a war on coal, then she's living in la-la land someplace. And she's lied, and to this guy's point, she's lied and lied and lied over and over again. She told us so many times when she was getting running for office that she would not vote with the mainstream, the Democrats. She would vote what we, the people, want. We don't want Obamacare. We want investigations on all this stuff. We don't want extensions on unemployment. We have, what, 2% unemployment rate in this state? Why should we be giving money out for extensions? It's welfare. First 26 weeks of unemployment is paid for.
All right. I don't want to disappoint you, Scott, but we have about a 12-minute window with Senator Heitkamp, and we obviously have to ask about the train derailment that's in the news. Scott, I gave you a good, just uninterrupted the 2 minutes here. Can I answer your question?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you is all of the topics you brought up are worthy topics. I can promise you we're not going to get to all of them today because we have a list ahead of them that are some things in the news that we promise we're going to talk about. However, we are going to invite Senator Heitkamp to do just what Congressman Cramer and Senator Hoeven have done, and that's come take calls from you or anybody else on any topic, okay? And some of those questions I hope get addressed. I'm just telling you, I'm warning you, we're not going to get to all of them today. There's just no way, we don't have enough time. But I'm not suggesting any of them don't deserve answers. They do.
Thanks.
We just only could do so much in one segment. Is that fair?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I should finish just a few more things on the train report, on the NTSB report. Let's see here. What else did I not get to? Okay, on Monday, all three members of North Dakota's congressional delegation responded to the NTSB report by issuing statements calling for improved rail safety, especially for tank cars. All right? And Senator Hoeven said, thankfully no one was hurt, but this accident underscores the need to work to prevent derailments in the first place. He nailed it. Prevent derailments in the first place. Senator Heitkamp said we need to understand why these tanks are breaching. And PHMSA, that's the acronym for the Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration, needs to expedite its work to release proposed updated standards for rail tanker cars. Congressman Cramer specifically talked about the tank car, the type involved in the crash, and says they ought to go. And by the way, we're not going to know the actual findings for 12 to 18 months, but they did send the broken axle and the wheels in for analysis. More coming up, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, has done it again with another great special. Brian Burgraff, tell us more.
The Scott Hennon offer that we have out there, when that's $75 for any room that's available when you call in midweek, and or $99, which includes the room plus 2 hours of snowmobile rental on one of our great Polaris sleds.
It's the room and the snowmobile rental, $99 a night.
Yeah, it is. Can't go wrong with that special.
You can't. And again, that's any room.
If you need to, you can actually take that for 2 hours and add on more hours at a reasonable price as well. So if you want to go 4 hours instead of the 2 hours, you can do that too.
And by the way, the best part of that deal is literally they start the snowmobile for you. You hop on, you go. I mean, it's right out the door. You're on the trail.
Right out the door here. The Heartland Trail is right outside our back door. You hop on that and you can go for miles, literally hundreds of miles.
To book the Scott Snowmobile Special, go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call 888-CHASE-06. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us momentarily, evidently running a few minutes late, finishing up a Senate hearing right now. But the line is open to her right now, waiting for her to arrive at the phone to take your calls, our questions on a few issues today, including the train derailment, human trafficking in the news, Postal Service in Western North Dakota, and Farm Bill are the four that I've got on my list. There's obviously some other questions we've gotten on Facebook. We'll try and get to everybody. Mike in McKinsey. Listening on 550K Fire, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Mike.
I'd like you to just convey a little message that I really appreciate the senator's support of country of origin labeling. That's part of the Farm Bill. I'm really proud of the fact that she's really holding in there and supporting us on this issue.
So, in other words, appreciate her support of country of origin labeling.
Yes. And the other thing I'd like to comment on is perhaps the train derailment has something to do with Chinese steel in the rail. Maybe that's something that should be looked into.
I haven't heard that one before. That's interesting. All right. Since she's not here yet, I can also go through another part of that. We had a question about the rails being sent in, and I do have a little more information on that. Anything else, Mike?
Nope, that takes care of it.
Where do you go for pie in McKinsey?
Nowhere. There's nothing there anymore.
There isn't?
No.
Shoot. Anyway, we wanted to put McKinsey on the map, but I don't remember the last call I got from McKinsey, so I think we can at least say we got a call today from a new spot. We like to find the new spots connected with a place where there's pie, which gives Todd and I incentive to visit. But I still want to visit McKinsey. So, Mike, thank you for calling. Appreciate it very much. Okay, where was my? Where is my? Here we go. Okay.
Talking to yourself again.
I am. Yeah. I wanted to get to this piece because somebody had asked about it or in an email about the investigation. In the wreckage, investigators found a broken axle and two wheels that were shipped to the NTSB laboratory in Washington, D.C. to determine if they played a role in the crash. Now, Chinese steel is new to that list. The preliminary report did not offer an explanation of what caused the soybean train to derail. The final report may give more insight, is expected to be released in 12 to 18 months. So we're going to wait a while before we find out what exactly happened there. Okay, and I also was mentioning before the break that Congressman Kramer has singled out the DOT 111 tank car, the type of car involved in the crash near Castleton, for its design flaws. Listen to this. The Association of American Railroads has urged PHMSA, another federal acronym, I hate acronyms, but this is the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, PHMSA. PHMSA, okay? So he's urged PHMSA to retrofit. Or phase out DOT 111 cars that are not built to the latest industry standards. Here's his quote. The preliminary report released today on the Castleton derailment confirms the need for updated rail car construction standards, and future documents will no doubt reveal the need for more improvements, said Congressman Kramer. Governor Dalrymple said in a statement, the discussion about operating rules needs to include train speeds. So he's saying train speeds. are the issues. So everybody's got a little bit of a different piece of this. But what I found amazing about this PHMSA thing, the Association of American Railroads has urged PHMSA to retrofit or phase out DOT 111 cars. So listen, the rail industry is saying, we don't want these cars anymore on our trains. Now, if the industry is saying that, why in the world haven't we done it? And I understand we've been waiting for new regulations for 2 years. So that's one of our first questions for Senator Heitkamp. Lawrence in Fargo, listening on AM 1100, has an answer on Chinese steel for us. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, this is really good conversation you got going here. That man that brought up the idea of Chinese steel, and you just brought up that regulation that they don't want those kind of cars. If they have to have those, Scott, if that steel is not quite up to what American steel is, then they should switch those axles out much sooner before they do experience what sounds like metal fatigue. And iron and steel and different metals get fatigued if they are used in the hot and cold under great stresses for so long, and they just wear out and break. So these need to be changed out those axles much more differently, or follow up those railroad suggestions to get those cars out of there and put somebody else's steel in the mix.
Had you heard that before, Lawrence?
I never had, and I've been sitting here for weeks thinking about what could be the possibility of what had happened. And here that man talked about where the steel had come from China. And we know that China is doing very good work in some regards, but their steel is not up to snuff, according to Taiwan and American standards throughout the decades.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, I've also heard some folks in the industry suggest that the cold definitely did play a part. And don't forget, it was bitter, bitter cold.
That's what I mean, but you've got metal fatigue to consider with, and it was just one of the axles. It wasn't other ones, and they've got to consider just trading those axles off after so much service to stop the metal fatigue issue. And the other question is, of course, why is it happening at Castleton? That's an amazing coincidence.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing it's just a coincidence, right? Four times in 9 years. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council was with us yesterday, and he said, there is a lot of investment being made in improved rail infrastructure. I forget how many billions he said that they're doing.
Where is it being spent? Is it being spent on steel that this man suggested is not quite up to snuff? Just because they're spending money doesn't mean it's the best stuff there is. They've got to look at that. And I'm going to sign off, Scott.
Appreciate the call, Lawrence. True. Good question. Where is it being put? But I guess my point is, if you're putting billions in new infrastructure, then that suggests that, you know, whatever they're replacing needs replacing, right? So, and this could be part of the issue. No question about that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, Senator Heitkamp's about 5 minutes late here, so hopefully, since we have a break in, 5 minutes, Todd, that she will be able to...
Would it be really rude if I grab Bob Dylan for bumper music when she gets back on, then?
Just like a woman...
You said that. Send your cards and letters to Todd Mitchell. I'm more often late than my wife, too, so I think that's a horrible stereotype on your part.
Okay.
All right. Well, say, while we're waiting.
Well, if somebody did a song like Just Like a Man, I'd throw that on for, you know, the next time Kramer's late or something.
All right. Yeah, all right.
It's not to pick on Senator Heitkamp.
What's the address here on East Roster? What's the
3500 East Roster, Bismarck, 58501.
We welcome your cards and letters.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
3500 East Roster Avenue.
Pie.
Bismarck, North Dakota. Your cards, letters, and pie are always welcome. Dale and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for listening to 550 K-Fire and What's on Your Mind, Dale. Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering about that pipeline that they're talking about putting in. My understanding is that's going to come from Canada down. The Canadian Trans is going to be more or less in charge of that, and they're going to be putting Canadian mud, black mud, into that. It's real thick oil.
I don't think you call it black mud, but
pick up enough old crude from our Bakken, just enough to push that down, and that's all it's going to be used for mainly. So I'm not so sure that's a good idea. That's my opinion on it anyway. I'll hang up and listen to yours. Thanks.
Dale, yeah, appreciate the call. And by the way, when you do call, turn your radio down. It'll be just a little easier if you want to hear yourself 7 seconds later. Unfortunately, we have to have a delay because you never know when somebody's going to use a bad word. And so it just makes it easier. First of all, it's the Canadian tar sand oil that you're talking about. And I think that's kind of even a slang term, but I've never heard it called black. What do you call it? Black sludge or something. Anyway, 100,000 barrels of Bakken crude would come on, so there is an on-ramp for Bakken crude that would be part of that. But I think we ought not denigrate our neighbors to the north, because North American energy security is a lot better than getting our oil from the Middle East, right? So even though it's a different kind of oil and it plays a different role than Bakken crude, there's nothing better than Bakken crude anywhere on the planet Earth. It's just the sweetest, the best. It's the gold standard, without question. But there's a role for everything. We need more of everything, right, to be energy independent. So I don't think that's the reason not to do the Keystone XL pipeline. Jerry in Huntingford. Where's Huntingford, Jerry?
Oh, it's way up north, you know, Scott, by Gilby.
By Gilby. I know Gilby. I didn't know Huntingford, though, but now I do. And is there good pie in Huntingford?
Oh, it's a great time. Hey, I'm wondering why nobody brings up Warren Buffett's great investment in the railroad business as a deterrent to good pipeline business in North Dakota. If we get rid of the railroad shipping of oil and run it through the pipeline, he loses money and Obama loses a friend, and we eliminate problems.
Well, first of all, that's been brought up, and I've asked Congressman Cramer about it many times. Does he think that's the reason? One other little interesting development, the day the derailment happened, back in the end of December, Warren Buffett invested through Berkshire Hathaway, his company, money in a spinoff of ConocoPhillips that is a pipeline company. So I think he's spreading his eggs around to a few other baskets. I know that I'll just tell you that Congressman Cramer and others that I think would be in a position to say, boy, this is awfully smelly. You have an Obama supporter who's given tons of money, who is making a lot of money on the rail, and would like less competition from pipelines. You know, Kevin didn't connect those dots, but I know a lot of others have, Jerry, to your point. And I also found it interesting that that day he invested money in a pipeline for Berkshire Hathaway. So I think those are two interesting points. That's a little bizarre. So I think people are talking about it, maybe not the New York Times and the Washington Post or, you know, the major newspapers or the evening news. But we are here on Talk Radio, Jerry, and you're very insightful. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
And I can't wait to find a little cafe with some great pie in Huntingford.
Well, I'll tell you about it.
All right, we will. It's on our list for Heidi.
Huntingford, right?
Oh, sure.
Huntingford.
Yeah,
you bet.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, I'm glad you're listening on AM 1100 there in Huntingford today. My best to that suburb of yours there known as Gilby. The folks just down the road. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call. Dale and Okay, Dale and Mandan is next, but we have Senator Heitkamp who just joined us now. Hello, Senator Heitkamp. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Sorry I'm late. We just were in oversight hearing on government conferences with Senator Coburn, who's done a great job shining the light on this, and we wanted to make sure that we made them aware that this is serious and we're looking at some legislation. So government efficiency is a big part of that, and so that's... And I'm always last because I'm junior, so everybody talks for way too long, and then I have to, hang in there to get my question in.
We won't tell them that you said they all talk too long. We'll keep that between us, all right? We won't let that little secret out to the rest of your colleagues there in the United States Senate. All right, we're up against a break here, and it's what we call in the business a hard break. So we will chat with Senator Heitkamp about the issue that she's talking about right there on human trafficking and new bipartisan legislation, and also on the BNSF report and solutions for preventing future derailments, especially with oil tankers on them, and a couple other issues in the news when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Senator Heidi Heitkamp joining us. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion. Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken, before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash behind the Senex in Stanley. We're looking for the signs off Highway 8, the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is a breaking news today. One nationally, two injured in a New Mexico school shooting. We're watching that closely. And also regionally, the chief executive officer of Basin Electric Power Cooperative has resigned after only 2 years on the job. Andrew Seri could not be reached for comment. Don't know, but we know that that is a bit of news today. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is here. We have just a short time in this segment, so we're going to get to some questions that have been in the news. The BNSF train derailment near Castleton is obviously on everybody's mind. Now the NTSB investigation is out, and there seems to be a lot of focus on rail car strength and regulations that I understand have been proposed and signed off by the industry that have not come to fruition yet. Is this a ball drop, Senator Heitkamp, by the federal bureaucracy here?
Well, I think it is. Obviously, Senator Hovind and Senator Landrieu, in a bipartisan way in 2012, urged PHMSA to participate in this whole discussion, and you know that's been put off and put off, but now with especially the Canadian derailment and tragedy, there's a whole lot more attention now, and I think they have a sense of urgency that they need to weigh in, they need to participate in this discussion.
How about pipelines? A lot of folks say pipelines right away. You spent time during your campaign and since as senator advocating for the Keystone XL pipeline. I've only half-jokingly suggested maybe you go pound the desk there in the Oval Office and say, hey, President Obama, let's get this done. Is this going to be the final unfortunate incident that might get that done?
I don't know if that's going to push this, these train derailments. And the one thing we need to make sure, Scott, is that we don't assume that even if we built a whole lot of increased pipeline capacity, that we are not going to be moving this product on the rails. That, given the proximity to markets both east and west, I think we're going to continue to see rail traffic as it relates to crude oil, and we need to make sure that it's safe. But obviously, pipelines are absolutely critical, and Keystone, albeit won't carry a lot of North Dakota crude, but can help.
So when you pound the table in the Oval Office, does it make a difference?
Well, I talked to someone today who said they think the report's done. Secretary of State has that report that you get different opinions, but I mainly rely on the Canadians, and I think the Canadians think that a decision is coming. My concern right now, honestly, Scott, is that we cannot lose another construction season, and so this needs to happen very quickly. You know that they have stockpiled pipe just waiting to go. And let's make sure that in the next 30, 40 days, we're keeping the pressure up.
You told me in your conversation with Matt Rose, the president and CEO of BNSF, one of their concerns is all these communities are going to pass regulations suggesting the trains slow down, and that could be a real logjam. What part does speed play in all this? I see Governor Dalrymple suggesting maybe they slow down a little bit. Is that an answer?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, we need to take a look at all the whole spectrum. And I know you started out saying the integrity of the tanker cars, but we also need to look at why there's been four derailments west of Castleton. And so let's prevent the derailments. Let's make sure that we don't have catastrophic results if there is derailments. And then let's take a look at what measures will actually work. Would a slowdown in speed actually make a difference? I don't know. And that's something we've got to hear from the experts on.
You had a press conference this weekend with Senator Amy Klobuchar rolling out new bipartisan legislation with some changes in human trafficking. This is obviously an issue near and dear to your heart. What are we not doing that we need to do to end this just modern-day slavery, really?
I think what we're not doing is sending a safe harbor for victims. These are very, very difficult cases to prosecute, to get out ahead of, to punish the wrongdoers if you don't have victim cooperation. But if the victim's afraid that they're going to get charged with a felony, it's really hard to work through that. And so the bill that Amy and I are talking about is a safe harbor bill that would provide opportunities for those victims to come forward without fear of reprisal or prosecution.
Is this an oil patch problem?
It is. And people say, well, you're blaming the oil patch. No. You know, when you look at where there is a lot of new money, you look at where there's a lot of new opportunity, obviously this is a different situation for North Dakota. And, the conditions are ripe for exploitation, for opportunity for legitimate businesses and exploitation for illegitimate businesses. And we need to stay on top of it. And that's part of the need for the growing infrastructure to deal with, our great fortune of economic development in North Dakota.
Well, I'm glad it's bipartisan. Glad you're on it. It's a horrible, sick, awful thing, but it's here, and we need to know about it, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing on it. Let's talk about the Farm Bill a minute. Last chat we had with Congressman Kramer, he said, really, this is in farm state Democrats' hands now. They're the ones that can go to Harry Reid. They can go to the president. They can break this logjam. Is he right? Is that what's left to get this Farm Bill done?
I think right now the logjam is the interjection of the Speaker of the House into the dairy program. The conferees at the table had agreed to a dairy program. The Speaker then interjected himself and said, no, I won't agree to that kind of management. And that's what's now throwing a monkey into the works, is this debate over in the House between Colin Peterson, a friend of farmers, and Speaker Boehner over milk prices.
Prediction, is it you're going to break this logjam? Will you get it done?
Yep, I think so. It's just going to depend on whether Congressman Lucas is willing to, advance a product that may not have the wholehearted support of the Speaker and just work with the coalitions of Democrats and Republicans who care about passing a farm bill.
We got a whole lot more questions for you. Obviously, a short period of time. I know there's a break coming up. Would you come back and take some calls from our listeners when you're back in the state?
You bet. You bet. And so we'll set that up, Scott.
Look forward to it, Senator. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And by the way, the hearing she was at was one on government inefficiency that Senator Colburn was on. You know the one about the conferences where the federal government was spending all these monies at, like, lavish conferences? So I'm dying to hear about that as well. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, sorry we didn't get to all the questions on Facebook, but she's going to come back and join us, and we'll get to every single one and your calls. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Let's celebrate the 125th at the Capitol.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefold, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given this chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible, USSND.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.